Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to The Other Stories. So it's not just me today. This is a volume opener. It's normally just me or just Dan talking, but today it's both of us. Say hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
You
lucky ducks.
So we've just finished our last theme, which is a post-apocalyptic theme. We've also just finished the first year of The Other Stories, so 52 weeks. So me and Dan have got booze.
You are enjoying a...
I've got rum and coke.
And I've got a nice flavoured cider.
Yeah, and if you're at work, you know, go and grab a drink. if you're not at work, just go grab a drink. And
just from your corner shop, just any lager, 4%.
Yeah.
But can you throw in a clink sound effect?
That was against the microphone.
That was pretty good.
Was it good?
Mine's got a fluffy bit on the end, so it just kind of goes.
So, one year. Yeah, this is going to be a little bit more loosey goosey than normal, just because we're tired. It's been a whole year. We need to celebrate. We need to, be loosey goosey, relax a bit.
Have a bit of fun.
So Dan, what's been your most memorable moment of The Other Stories this year?
Oh, it's going to be really cheesy. I'm going to get all of it. I don't know. That's quite a big question to start with. But I think just, you know, it's been a year's worth of stories that 53 weeks ago hadn't happened. And kind of the volume of stuff that we've come up with, the feedback that we're getting from you guys listening every week, I think that's kind of it for me. It's not only is it a chance to stretch your creative muscles and to come up with some cool themes and to meet some cool people. I think it's mainly hearing from the people that are enjoying it and knowing that there are people out there that are loving the stuff and really makes it all worthwhile, really.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think when we put the first episode up, we heard it with the theme tune, we had like the music and the narration, and the first episode's got a really good ending. It's the alien episode, and it's the sort of twist at the end there.
And it sets the precedent of what the other stories is
exactly,
about, really.
Yeah. It completely sets the tone of what the whole show is. And I think when I first heard that episode all the way through the podcast app, and I saw like the artwork on the app and stuff, I was like, I get it now. Like, I understood it in abstract, but then once it was there on the phone and working, it was like, oh, this is what we're doing. This is cool.
This is kind of awesome. Yeah. And for those people that have joined in the last week or weren't there when we had one of our volume openers at one point and we spoke about the things you might not know about the other stories. This originally wasn't meant to be a podcast.
Yeah.
This was meant to be just a few short stories, which we've kind of carried through with. We've still got our ebooks and our print books, but this is more fun.
Yeah, the podcast, like the podcast and the other stuff as well. Whereas it was supposed to be, the podcast was just meant to be the thing that we just did to tag on to the stories. But this, the podcast is like probably one of our favorite things that we do. Like, I remember the first time, so I wrote the first, my first episode for the first theme.
And which was called?
The Businessman at the End of My Bed. At the End of the Bed or something like that. And then I wrote the second story for the second theme. And I was like, oh man, this is going to be this is actually going to be a challenge. I don't know if I could do this every month, like come up with like a new, unique story. But it's been quite creatively rewarding to like be able to do it, pull it off.
Yeah, and then 6 months in when some genius decided that we were going to double the episode lengths.
Oh yeah, because we did. I forgot about that, yeah. So we went from 1,000 words to 2,000 words. Mm. And now I keep struggling to keep it down to 2,000 words. I keep wanting to go up to 3,000. But
yeah, you really do.
But if we do that, then it kind of... They shove another advert in the middle of the episode and it kind of ruins the flow. So we try to keep it under 20 minutes if we can.
Do you have a favourite episode of yours? Doesn't have to be you particularly, or...?
So I do... Some episodes that come to my mind... one of Matt's, the one
Without Sin,
yeah, Without Sin, which is the episode where there's like a Jesus camp, and they're like, I don't want to spoil it, but it's called Without Sin, and it's got a really good end, and the sound work on it from Carl is just so good, and
then Ian does the fantastic
narration
job
as well. Yes, it's just such a spot on episode. What was the... I liked Ben's time travel episode. I can't remember what it's called. But it's where there's a car crash and it sort of loops around until he gets hit by the car himself.
Yeah.
I liked your... I can't remember what it's called. I really liked your Heart of the Jungle episode, which is where it's like it's a ritual gruesome. Sacrifice. Yeah, I thought it was great. I loved the imagery in that one. And then in terms of mine, I find it difficult to think of my own favourite episode. I think maybe... creatively I like Last Days of My Dad the most.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. What about you?
There's so many. I think my favourite one that I've done, I'm torn between Twisted Love, which is about a time capsule in a nightclub, and Vengeance Infliction, which is about it was in our Contagion theme where the world kind of goes to shit. And then from you guys, it's kind of a mix. I think Last Days of My Dad's one of my favourite ones of yours, the marathon one. I can't remember what it's called.
Women's Running Magazine. I do like that one as well. Yeah,
that's a good one. And coming up in the next theme, we do have, might I say, a type of sequel as well to that story.
In the next theme we do, yeah.
So that's something to look out for. Matt's, I love his alien one. I thought his space one was pretty spot on as well. Vostok Adrift.
Vostok Adrift, yeah.
And Ben, it's going to be Alicia for me. That one really resonates.
Alicia's great because it's so different and so like out of left field.
Because we are on, is it theme 13 this month or are
14,
we moving?
14. So post-apocalyptic was 13. This is going on to 14.
So what's 13 times 4?
52. 20.
So 52, we've had 52 episodes
to
pick from.
Yeah,
so if anyone does want to get in touch and let us know their favourite episode, whether that's the story, the narration, the music, send it over and we can share that. And I don't know, I might get my boobs out on camera for it.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Yeah, you always get a reward for it. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you to know what your favourite episode was.
So I was going to say, one of my favourite episodes as well is your Patreon exclusive one that you put up this week it went up yesterday
when the world fled east.
So that's the Patreon exclusive. That's just for the patrons. You can get access to those at patreon.com/HawkandCleaver. I would recommend it because that episode is great. We do have some new patrons I just want to give a quick shout out to. Jesse Forsteinson, thank you so much for becoming a patron.
Cheers.
And Clink, Joanne, Clink, one sec. and Joanne Wilkins. So thank you very much for joining the little crew. So those guys, they get access to bonus episodes, and also we're doing a Q&A. I think we're recording that tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that'll be a Patreon exclusive as well. So yeah, come join the fun.
And where can they join the fun, Luke?
At patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. So we have some correspondence. Paul Trainer got in touch to say he just listened to the first episode, Alien. What an ending. He is hooked. Thank you very much, Paul.
It's a very good ending.
Yeah. We got an Facebook message from Sin Ratty. I hope I pronounced your name right there. Oh my God, I love your story. It kind of reminds me of a modern day Poe. I hope that's not a typo. I hope you do mean Poe and not Poe. We got an email. I think this is from Sin as well. But it doesn't have a name on it. It says, subject entranced message. So I'm in the pot mecca of the United States, i.e. the Emerald Triangle in Northern California. I trim for a living. Hours of looking at pot gets a bit tedious, but I have been binge listening to your podcast and I love the stories that you have. I moved to California from Montana in a place that has loads of paranormal activity. Gives me a love of the dark and morbid. Thank you for keeping me entertained while I'm busy getting bird ready for others to enjoy. Stay spooky and please don't stop doing your amazing work.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah.
He's in the pot mecca.
You're California, isn't it? Yeah, Northern California.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So he's just helping thousands of people with supposed glaucoma.
Yeah, it's all medicinal, I'm sure.
I've got glaucoma, so if you want to send some stuff my way.
Yes. If you want to get in touch, there's many ways you can get in touch. Like I said, get in touch and tell us what your favourite episode was. That'd be really cool to see. You can either go on the www.hawkandcleaver.com and contact us there, or you go to theotherstories.net. I'm sure there's a contact way there.
There is
well.
A contact form on there, yeah.
On our Facebook group, on our Facebook page, both Hawk and Cleaver. Twitter, just use the hashtag The Other Stories. Instagram, use the hashtag The Other Stories. We will find it. Our robots will find it. So get in touch that way. That'd be great to see.
Our artificial intelligence robots.
Yes. Yes. Nice. So it's been a year. It's been 52 weeks. And we figured it's time for a facelift of the show.
Writing all day gets tiring and makes your skin wrinkle.
So with the pace of these stories, you know, your skin's going to sag and they're burning. So we've been on about this for a while. We're trying to build up to it. So Dan, what have you been working on for the past few months?
So yeah, it's literally been since a little bit before Christmas, but coming today, because this will be released on Monday, correct?
Yeah.
From today, the official The Other Stories podcast network website will be launched, which means that all of the things that you wanted to see from The Other Stories will all be located in one very, very easy to locate place, which is theotherstories.net. And at the minute, previously we just had one page on our Hawk and Cleaver website, but we wanted to dedicate a lot more space and a lot more time to giving you guys a bit more behind the scenes, a bit more of a nicer feel so you can access all your favorite episodes. Yeah. And the website won't just include The Other Stories. It will also have Horror Hangouts, The Story Studio, and the very soon to come to Kickstarter Sideways podcast, which we're calling Cypher. So there'll be a few more details on the website for that, but follow that because that's very exciting.
Yeah, very much so. And also, we've got some new artwork for the podcast, which you'll probably see on your feed.
Mm.
So that'd be interesting. And also, there's going to be... So, you know, we do new themes every 4 weeks.
There's
going to be new... I'm glad you picked up on it. You managed to keep within the themes quite well in the story. If you didn't know.
Just coincidence.
Yeah. So with each new theme, there will be theme-specific artwork, which will be new illustrations from Graham Cooling.
Graham Cooling, yeah.
Which is going to be really interesting to see. We've seen the first one for our new theme, which we'll mention in a second. But that's going to be very cool to see the artwork change all the time, which is great. Should we say what the new theme is?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So as voted for by you on the Facebook group, the next theme...
Thank you for your input, guys.
The next theme is artificial intelligence. So we're thinking robots. What was that film called? Deus Ex Machina. Or was it just called Ex Machina? That was a great film.
I think it was Ex Machina.
Yeah.
iRobot,
yeah.
Westworld,
yeah.
All the good stuff.
So expect all that kind of jazz coming up. And if you want to vote for a theme, are you still voting for the themes coming up?
We'll just keep a running tally on the Facebook group, okay, and then cool. Anyone that wants to vote and has an idea, just go on to the Hawk and Cleaver Facebook group, and you can put your idea forward then. If it has enough votes, we'll just do it.
Yeah, yeah. So come join the Facebook group, join in the chat there as well. And I guess the only other thing we sort of need to talk about is, in fact, I think we may have discussed it all. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
We have come...
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
Ah, not literally, like, there's more to this. we are so excited at 52 weeks. We so a couple of months back, I think it was January, we asked people to vote for the other stories in the Fiction Podcast of the Year award for thisishorror.com. And we're very excited to say that we got the results last week, and we actually came second, which is absolutely amazing for us, because we were beaten by an absolute titan of a podcast, which was Pseudopod.
Yeah.
Who have been going for years and years, have just so much heft behind them, and the fact that we've come second, we're massively thankful.
Yeah, so I know a lot of you guys did vote, so we just want to say thank you so much for doing that. You put us ahead of like podcasts like Welcome to Night Vale, the No Sleep podcast, and these are podcasts that are massive, really.
Yeah.
So to be put ahead of those is purely down to you, and for emailing those votes. So thank you so much for that. We have got the survey as well. So if you want to be entered into the next competition to win a print copy of The Other Stories, print signed copy of The Other Stories, which will be volumes 9 to 12. Does that sound right? No,
10 to 12.
10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Go to.
Oh, and they're all going to be free from today for 5 days.
Oh, okay, from on Kindle, Amazon Kindle.
For the ebooks, yeah.
Okay, so the ebooks will be free from today
all
for five
of them.
Days. And also, if you want to win the signed print copy, go to www.hawkandcleaver.com/survey, and you can fill in some questions there, and you'll get entered into the running for that. But yeah, that's it, I guess. So we just want to drink a little bit more. So thank you so much for listening for this past year. We really do appreciate it. This is our favourite thing that we do. Like,
and it's all because of you guys.
Yeah. So thank you so much. Stay with us, and we've got more stuff to show you, so we can't wait.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Bye.
Pink.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.